Now, on a wagon, they used to have a thing that on each side of the horse stuck out. What do you call that?
Tongue? Wagon tongue? Well, now, wait, one horse or two horse? Now, there's a difference
here. Two horse here is what I was talking about.
Now, if it's a buggy, we call that the shafts.
Shafts on a buggy.
That's one single horse, that was a shaft.
All right, now, what if you had a wagon, and what's the thing behind the tongue?
The double tree, and also the single tree. There's a double tree behind it. Now, if it's one horse, it's a single tree, and there's two horses, it's a double tree. And if it's a double horse, there's two single trees, too.
What's a double horse?
Well, you know that you might drive one horse, might drive two horses.
I see.
If they drive one horse to a buggy, they're in a shaft.
I see.
They call them shafts. And then if you had two horses to the buggy, you had to have that tongue in the middle, and then you've got the double tree, and there's a single tree for each horse.
You don't have what you call an evener, though,
Well, I guess we would call them an evener.
Is that the single tree?
Well, now, when we used to work in the field, you know, we'd make maybe work three and four horses abreast, you know. And I think probably, you know, we'd have to make a difference. We'd call it double tree. That might be an evener. Well, how about that, Harv?
Yeah.
That was an evener, I think.
Well, there'd be more than that.
More than two horses. You would work three or four horses abreast, you know.
More than two.
And I think you'd call that an evener. You're getting back in old times now.
Sorry. you're doing fine. If you're taking some wood in a wagon from one town to another, you'd say, what were you doing? You're doing what to the wood?
Well, I was hauling the wood.
Hauling it, all right. And the thing that breaks up the ground, the tool that breaks up the ground is called the...
There's a plow, the first thing.
Right.
But there's different
then
things.
Then you go over it with a what?
Well, there's a half a dozen things. There's a harrow, a disc, pulverizer.
That's enough. So you never had a stone boat, huh?
No.
What about the kinds of things that a boy would use to go on the snow? He'd jump on his...
A sleigh?
Would he ride a sleigh?
What'd
you call it? Just a boy's toy?
Yeah, the sled. Well, the sled, I guess.
What about the one that's pulled by one horse?
That's a sleigh.
Any other terms for that besides sleigh?
Well, we used to call them cutters.
That's one horse.
It could be two. It wouldn't necessarily have to be one.
What about the thing that pulls two horses? Is that any
difference? I don't know if that'd be any different.
Sled.
Well, a sled, a bigger, a bigger might be a sled.
Okay. The boy takes the sled, his little hand sled, and takes a run and jumps on it. You call he's taking a belly
something? Well, slide. I don't know what.
You ever use the word taking a belly?
Slide? Belly?
Belly buster or something? Never used that term?
I don't know. That's something I never done too much.
Okay.
I just called it a slide, I guess.
Alright. You may not have a term for it.
No.
Any hills there. Well, there's some hills around here, I guess.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Pretty level.
Oh, I skipped some stuff. Let's finish here. you want to saw up some stove wood, and you put your stove wood between some things and saw.
I know.
Called a saw?
Sawbuck.
And the carpenter puts his planks across something like it, but not like these. They're not extra, they're more like
I don't know, saw. I know what you mean.
Horse.
Saw horse?
Or a trestle?
Well, it could be a trestle, yeah.